Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You know, you can be all the things you've always wanted to be. Beautiful, sexy, easy as 1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul.
I'm Mel Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
Oh, already?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Speak nigga, the original black
do you
man.
Just Mouse, say, you say you listen to the episode.
I do.
Mouse really does that every time. I don't get it. I feel like you should introduce them, but whatever.
Nah, fuck them. For what? Introduce them for what?
So it doesn't sound like that.
Anywho.
He did that on purpose because that's he enjoyed
I don't think so. Every person has done it the same way.
Nah, 100% didn't do that on purpose, bro. Don't put that on me.
I don't feel like
I respect people's program, bro.
Thank you. I respect you for
he just caught me off guard.
You just sat here and watched somebody do it, man.
I wasn't here, bro. When the episode started.
Yeah. Oh, you wasn't?
No, I wasn't, Mouse Jones.
Doesn't matter. Anyway. You just used the first name.
You know who's here, guys. You love him. We love him. He is actually a family friend.
Yeah.
He is more than a family friend. He is literally our brother, maybe from another mother.
Literally.
Probably from another father. The king.
Yeah, I'm the actual black man. I'm actually representing blackness in here, so word.
My man Reek is in the building,
the
man.
Host, producer,
talk
executive producer.
Talk about it.
Editor. What else? All of the above.
Content creator.
You know program director.
Or social advisor.
Social advisor of the new podcast, The Good Brother Experience. A super integral piece, my right hand, when the Clubhouse and He Man Woman Hates Club was jumping. We have Reek in here. Reek, what's good?
Ain't nothing, bro. Just chilling, trying to progress. You know how it go.
You got the Good Brother Experience. How's that going?
It's going pretty well. I'm getting a way bigger reception from someone that nobody really needs to listen to, but people are actually listening to me, which is pretty dope. Like, I don't come from anything of like propensity where niggas is like, yo, we need to see what this nigga is trying to say.
That was a good fucking word.
T.I. word.
We just started. We're only 6 minutes in.
Nah, it's going to go. It's going to go.
Anyway, there's nothing I come. I was about to say another word. There's nothing where I come from where I'm like, I'm super famous in one field to where niggas is like, oh, let's see what Reek got to say. But I have the fucking, I'm the voice of the people. So niggas is fucking with it.
That's all I thought until I started this shit. Then I realized.
What did you realize, Ryan?
I'm just a scholar and a gentleman.
I am but a scholar and a gentleman.
That's what I am. And they love it. So I appreciate you for coming on our platform today.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is the goal with this podcast, man?
Yo, one, it was just like, I'm not into diaries, but I figured this could be a diary. So one, just wanted to chronicle my life. And two, like, I genuinely like podcasting. I actually love podcasting. But there are just certain things within me, and there are certain characteristics that I have that don't abide well when you're trying to do a podcast. Like, I don't ask for guests. I don't mesh well with co-hosts. I don't fucking come up with topics. So, like, actually doing something with someone else is going to shatter before it starts. So I'm like, all right, fuck, I'm just going to go on the mic and just talk for 30 minutes, and niggas are either going to fuck with it or they not. Mm-hmm. And niggas is fucking with it, which is pretty dope.
So you're just literally sitting there in the room, just what? You.
Yep.
Just talking.
100%.
Now, how does one person do that? I've always envied people that can do that. How do you do that?
Because I've been having thoughts and shit, son. And I'm a rambler at heart. So
this is true. Spending years upon years. That's actually where the rants came from.
I'm a linear thinker. So once I'm like locked in on something, I could talk about it for a while long.
And you will. If given the opportunity, he will.
He will.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you'll go to the bathroom, come back, and Rhea's still making points.
Yep.
Yep. Piece together 3 points, nigga. That's half an hour.
That is.
Really
that,
and truly. So. That,
and so you're doing them all in half hour bits?
Yeah. I was going to segment it up. So it's going to be the first 30 minutes going to be chronicling my life. The second 30 minutes going to be social commentary. And the third is going to be emails.
Sounds pretty concise. Sounds about 30 minutes, too.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so as opposed to 190 minutes, it's 330 minutes.
Mm. Touché, touché, touché.
So the social commentary and the chronicling is going to be every Monday, and your answer emails going to be every Wednesday.
Mm. Nice.
And then you just had your party, Jack in the Box?
Yeah.
How was that?
Fruitful. Incredibly fruitful. Niggas like whiskey.
Fruitful.
And this
said,
many
said
more.
Fruitful. Niggas said fruitful.
I told you. Look, incredibly it's going to it's gonna
so,
go.
So what is the name? Because you spell it differently, right? Jack in the Box. B-O-C-K-S.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Where did the name come
from? B-O-C-K-S. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where did the name come from?
Copyright infringement.
Jack in the Box.
It's an actual Jack in the Box.
The restaurant.
If niggas sue me, that's going to be funny. What money they going to get for me? So like, all right, what can I do? Where
they
like,
find it. They will find it.
Word, that's a fact.
Yeah, kids gonna come to some money now. We need that.
So I was like, you know, what's the way I can say something that's identifiable, but I can just change the neighbor one time, like what the white people do. So I just came up with Jack in the Box. Niggas was like, it was unlimited Jack Daniels. I was like, yeah. Well, it's somewhat unlimited Jack Daniels. There's a math involved, but this shit is fucking dope as hell. Everybody, a lot of people showed up. I mean, I got me a new outfit from the earning power of said party.
Hey.
I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Hey, listen.
You went and spent the real money on an outfit?
Come on, brother. Mind your business. I'm still black.
He's still black.
Still got to fuck the money up sometimes. Still relatively young. You know what I mean?
You said I wear more one outfit with the fruits.
You know what I mean?
Jesus.
I get it. I'm going to be 38 years old. Like, yo, save your money. I'm going to be one of them niggas. Like, don't be like me. But I'm doing it right now so I can have the story.
So you know better? You know better, yeah, but you just got to live.
Where is wisdom if I don't fuck up? This is the fuck up stage. And I'm cognizant that this is the fuck up stage. Okay. When I'm 38, I can be Liddy again. And I'm like this wise, like you. Like you appear to be wise because of your beard.
You're 38?
No, because he has the
I was
beard.
About to say, I'm 38.
No, you have the appearance of a wise man because you have the Merlin beard.
The Merlin beard.
So
that,
once I.
That's what that means?
Yeah.
He said you just
it's
appear
like
wise.
Poseidon joint.
Think of every movie character, TV character. Whenever they have a beard, they're usually like the wise person in the
Hagrid
movie.
Hagrid was dumb as shit.
Hagrid wasn't dumb. He knew mad shit. He just wasn't smart. He wasn't like he wasn't regular people smart.
Opie.
Hagrid?
Hagrid.
Hagrid.
Yeah. Hagrid. Okay. Yeah. Same part. Opie.
Opie from
Sons of Anarchy. A Doja. Big beard and a Doja.
Yeah.
This mad dumb
nigga. But hold on. But Opie was a rider though. Opie was a rider, though.
If Opie was smart, he would have killed Clay himself.
True.
He would have bodied Clay and would have laid.
But he was,
Clay,
he was a rider.
What kind of white programs are you niggas watching?
Sons of Anarchy.
Opie, Clay, is there Sons Tobias Eric. Somewhere? What's going on here? Huh?
Was there a Tobias?
No, there wasn't Tobias. It was like a Jax.
It was definitely Jax, the
of
king.
Of course
there
was.
The
Jax was
king.
The king.
Wasn't it Tobias?
No, it wasn't. Not in Sons of Anarchy. There was Smiley. Smiley does like his real name could have been Tobias.
Yeah. Because
he looked like he had some black in him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, I don't know. I know mad dumb niggas with beards, so maybe that's why I'm always
you
like...
You know dumb niggas with beards, but what they're perceived to be on television, it's kind of like the fat person is always like, you know what I mean?
The wise relief?
One, the comedic relief word.
Yeah.
I was going to say the
but
wise
But that is real life. Because even if they're not funny, we'll make fun of them.
fat people become funny... the same reason why black people have to become funny because we're joked on by each other all the time. So you got to be able to be quick on your feet or you just get
I mean, that's
away.
Back in the day. Now these fat people are just growing up fat and unfunny.
Terrible.
That's a fact.
They just whine.
Because it's not genetics. It's just
oh my
lack
God,
of discipline.
Why are you being so mean to
yeah,
me?
Yeah, like that's
You're
the problem. Bullying. Not even a genetic. It's the fact that
just lack of discipline.
Back in the day when you was growing up, you know you better be funny. Now
something.
It's everybody Word. You're being called bully, so you're not gonna do it, so you're not gonna make fun of nobody.
Or you play
so
old now, or something.
So now everybody's growing up just mad unfunny. And that's really why social media is gonna suck in like the next 10 years.
And they're not linemen, which I don't understand. How are you 11 years old and not playing offensive line and being fat as hell? Like you gotta parlay that fatness into something that
because
niggas can make funny.
There's no everybody is scared to push them into the sport because they don't want to be a bully. Everybody scared
to be a bully.
We spoke about it on this podcast before. Like,
people
everybody
are scared
is,
to be a bully.
People yeah. are scared of being tagged as a bully.
It's frowned upon because we live in a day and age where bullying is not just something like we were little kids. Like, oh, your pants are too tight. Oh, it's this. And you just go home.
Oh, we bully James all the time.
No, but I'm saying like, yeah, but we even said James has tough skin because at this point in time, there's a lot of things that go on after bullying.
True.
Which That's is suicides and all types of stuff that I don't want to get back into. But it's a different era of bullying. So when it comes to now, people are ashamed of it because it can go left very fast.
Which fucking got me tight that niggas ashamed of bullying because bullies are needed, yo.
That's a fact.
For the diaspora of the world.
In certain neighborhoods. Neighborhoods, yes.
Nice. I mean, especially me, because similar to you, I heard you say it on the last show that you come from a single parent household, right?
Facts.
And are you an only child?
Yep. From my mom.
Oh, dad. Same here.
Yeah, my dad.
But you live with your mom, so you're only child like me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got the same story. So I was going to war with bullies with like no backup. I didn't have like the gangster friends. So I was going to war, punching niggas in the face, and do all kind of shit to make sure I wasn't bullied. And I'm sitting here like, there's no more bullies no more. I went to war, got all these battle wounds for like folklore. Like I was in the 50s. Like this is some bullshit. Like,
Jack Dempsey in the face ass
nigga. That's what they used to call it.
OD.
Fisticuffs.
We'll take it to the fisticuffs.
That shit got me sick, son.
We'll take it to the fisticuffs, ah, chief.
But I think that comes from
where
you were raised. Like we were raised in, well, I can speak for myself, but I'm saying in black communities where bullying, it wasn't ever meant for you to go harm yourself. It was meant for you to get some balls and come back. And if you lose, you lose, but come back another day to fight. Now, in these certain neighborhoods, it's like, nah, I don't want to be here no more type shit.
I think media has
absolutely social media. And I mean, not even
just social,
media.
Not even just social media, media period.
News,
I think
everything.
That's kind of what's been pushed like that. It's terrible, but that's one of the agendas that's been pushed. Like a lot of kids, mind you, it's one of my favorite TV shows. You see 13 Reasons Why, and now and right after they said that a little girl did a whole her own 13 Reasons Why and killed herself and sent the videos and tapes to some like we're being exposed to that all the time, and kids are seeing that as a way out versus having to grow, you know, having to grow thick skin and deal with a lot of stuff where, you know, so now we're blaming people for being bullies and this, that, and the third when we were younger, you just kind of had to have a thicker skin. I mean, but you see it everywhere, like with any type of media now, like there's so many movements now with everybody talking about, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. I feel like we have, as a community, as a country, as a whole, we are getting soft, guys.
But the way I see it, bullying is needed for two things. Bullying gives you the skill of situational analysis, and it gives you the fucking skill of resilience. So if there's not somebody that's going to sit here and put you in a situation where you got to think real quick, then either, like, only the strong survive, no matter how soft the fucking nation gets, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when you get bullied, you get to see who you are, or you go to your mom and your father, and they still in you who you need to be, you know what I mean? So if everybody's just being soft all over the place, and everybody gets the trophy as opposed to first place, second place, third place, then what is that going to say for us as a society? Especially you with kids. Now, I know you have daughters, so you to a degree don't have to deal with this. But matter of fact, now I'm lying. Because women go through bullying worse, but just not physical.
Yeah.
So it's more cerebral than it is anything.
I raised my kids with tough skin. I mean, you've seen it. Like, I raised my kids with tough skin. My kids roast boys. My kids roast kids their age, kids older. Like, especially my youngest. Like, she's not with none of that shit. You're not about to say none of that. You get what I'm saying? Like, she's good. My oldest, you might have... if you poke at her a little bit, she'll flip, but she not as... She not off the rip as Sonny.
Can I ask you just a direct question? Although I know that it's the guys next door. I saw you tweet one time that you wanted to instill confidence in one of your daughters.
My oldest.
And bullying can derive from her not feeling as pretty. And a lot of times her not feeling as pretty as she should feel comes from women. Which could be in the decipher?
So there's nothing I could... So what I had to realize is that there was nothing I could do. Because it was something that wasn't being... perpetuated by other people is something that she was feeling inward. You get what I'm saying?
So this didn't come from like a standard that she was seeing then forecasting onto herself?
That was happening. But it wasn't happening where like girls were saying, you're
ugly, get the fuck out of here.
That's not what was happening. So my oldest daughter is half black, half Spanish. So
are you.
Jesus.
Only one of us has a beard.
Also, one of us is actually black.
Me, the man with a beard, the original man. The original man had a beard. If you look at the Egyptian scribbles.
In Mesopotamia, that's South America. That makes you Spanish.
Mesopotamia is not where civilization started. So what are you talking about?
Niggas did not have these
types. How would
and
you
the rivers
know?
Of Jordan. They had that's where I derived
but
from.
But they had beards.
From the and rivers of Jordan.
You didn't derive from the rivers of Jordan.
You derived from the river of Jeff Jordan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A perennial 9-1 nigga.
Good Jesus.
Like Jeff Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan's son.
Oh, no.
He was averaging 9-1.
Yo, did you see that shit when it was him and Eric Gordon? Eric Gordon had like 40 and he had 6?
He had 6, bro. Ben Gordon was gunning him.
Nigga, what more advantages do you need? Son?
You are Michael Christ. Jeffrey Jordan's son.
Yeah.
Not hitting no buckets. This don't make no sense to me.
And his kick game is trash.
And he's not even like a chuck. It's like he might get 30, but he might get 10.
And his kick game is trash.
Where he wears Team Jordan as a son of Jordan.
Yeah, like kick
disgusting
game. Kick game is D, and that's what Jordan. That's what river you come from.
Absolutely not, brother.
Jesus, I'm from the river of Michael Jeffrey
because that's
Jordan.
Funny. I like funny jokes rock. I'm gonna go back to what you were saying. Your daughter is half black, half Spanish.
But yeah, so on Long Island where now there's a huge Spanish, well, like everywhere in America, there's a huge Spanish population. Mm-hmm. So she's living in between like two different
cultures.
She's raised black because she's with me. So we're black. My mama black. My dad black. You're raised in a black household. Mm-hmm. And so she doesn't get any of the Spanish heritage shit. So when she goes to school, she's trying to live between those two things. And I think that's the difficult part for her. My guy was fiving. So I think that's the most difficult part for her. As to where she's now like, okay, well, a boy might not like, or the Spanish, she doesn't feel as Spanish as maybe she should, or as black as maybe she should. Mm. So at that point, it's out of my hand. I can only make you feel as good, as important as a dad can make you feel. Mm. And I think as long as I don't, get in the way of whatever she needs to deal with herself or needs to find out for herself, I think we'll be all right. I hope.
Nah, she will be. I mean, I think that's one of the best things about life, especially right now, right? What we're learning, we're 30 now. We crossed that threshold of a place where we didn't even think that we would make it.
That's
a fact. And I think a lot of times, I know I can only speak for myself, but a lot of times I even still find myself right now learning new things about myself. Mm-hmm. and just being on some like, okay, I understand
I'm
30. This way. And that's at 30. Like, I'm still like, shit, I didn't know that I was this way. Like, this is something like this. Okay. I know I am like this. So either I have to fix it or I have to prepare said mate or my parents or anybody that I interact with the knowledge of, okay, this is how I am. I'm just letting you know. And either I'm working to improve it or ain't shit I can do about it. I'm sorry. So, yeah, it's going to be something that your daughter is eventually, she's going to come to a place where she's going to have to, I guess, learn herself for herself. Mm. So all you can do as a parent is give her the tools to make it easier.
Be that guiding light in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. When did you guys feel like you, if you have, when did you guys feel that you found your place on the earth? Like you found like your niche, what you're supposed to be doing, where you're supposed to be doing.
Are we going
to
do that right now?
I still haven't found it.
We going to go here?
Why not?
I'll have an easy answer. I haven't found it yet.
I haven't found it yet either.
Explain. What do you mean?
He said like your place mm-hmm. in life, like you think like your passion, like you're basically saying like what you here to do.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Like I don't know. I don't know yet. There's certain things that I think I'm good and great at, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's what I'm here for.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I figured out, I guess, a loophole in a way.
Because you're still existing.
Yeah, I'm still here.
But do you feel that? Like, so
yeah, in my mind, sometimes I wake
so
up
you
like,
feel like, oh,
I'm
just existing.
Like, I don't know what the goal is right now. Like, I don't know what the job I want to ultimately have is or what I'm set those goals to be. I'm just living it. When it happens, like, that's what I pray on. Like, it takes time and I have to be patient, but whatever whatever's upstairs is looking down and putting me and guiding me through, like, that's the way it's going to happen. It's not going to happen on my time. It's going to happen at the right time.
That's so. Right. What about you, Reed?
Everything I had to do, I had to figure it out. Mm. So I'm kind of like Chauncey Billups, where, like, I'm not ill at nothing, but I'm good at, like, a lot of shit. But there's, like, no concise thing that I'm, like, elite at. No, Chauncey Billups made it to the league, but, like, what was he great at?
That is a fact.
He was just good at
just... He got a chip.
Let him do a chip. I mean, he was good at, like, any chip. Multiple things, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But as far as... He's a great all-around.
Exactly.
He's fine.
But as far as, like, I'm put on this earth to act. Like, I just haven't found that. Which, go to your question earlier, Mouse, about why I'm doing the show is actually to find that out. I do know that people like to hear me speak. I do know that I can eloquently put, like, boring shit into a way where you will want to listen to it. But as far as, like, directing that toward a career path, but not so much so as, like, garnering money, mm-hmm. but just doing something that I'm passionate about, something that I'm pulling this earth to do, whether that's saving whales or whatever. Yeah, I just haven't found that yet. The niggas that save whales get no chicken, but they're saving whales.
And they don't get no pussy either.
But they're doing what
they get a lot of fish.
Do. They're here
no
on this
pussy.
Earth.
No pussy. Think about it. Would you even want pussy from a woman like?
They like don't
say you a nigga, right?
Uh huh.
And you like doing the save the earth shit. You don't want no pussy from the other women helping save the earth.
They don't shower. They sacrifice the shower for the planet. Like no way.
Better place.
Like, that gotta be terrible. Smart. That gotta be terrible to, like, be doing something good for the earth, and the woman standing right next to you looks just like you.
Yeah, I'm having sex with women that shower bi-weekly. That
I'm about to
no
say,
sense.
hold on, because you
name
might...
Name me a fire woman that saves the earth.
That saves the earth?
Megan Stallion does not save the earth. Who? She raps.
She did what?
The beach
cleanup. But she's not a part of...
She's not, bro.
She's not in the field. She did that shit one time.
That was a gimmick, bro.
Angelina Jolie. Oh. That's a fact.
She saved the world?
Absolutely.
She does adopting black kids saving the world? She's at what? What'd you say? She's not what?
Oh, shit at you.
What did he say? What did he say?
He's just going to hell, bro. He's going to hell, bro. He's going to hell, bro. He's going to hell.
All right, yo.
He's going to hell, bro.
You haven't talked to him like 5 minutes. Just say something, bro.
I can't.
This
nigga
podcast long enough.
This
say
nigga
something.
Is ignorant.
Yo. Like, sometimes I just gotta look and be like, is this my friend?
Yo, like.
See, that's when I talk about, I don't know why I'm meant to be here right now.
That's the moment with, like, God be on some, like, yo, is that your man's? And you be like,
unfortunately.
Is that your plus one? Nah, boy. Like, I came by myself.
Who?
Yo, I have nothing to do about this.
That
nigga's attacking me. And I asked a genuine question.
Boy, salt was fire, bro.
They're gone. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's not. It's
That's
not,
what I'm saying, like.
Yeah.
So you got.
Was Salt her last
yes.
movie?
Huh?
No. Salt was her last movie?
No, she didn't.
Actual
no.
good movie?
No, she didn't.
I don't remember a good movie after Salt.
She
did Maleficent.
Maleficent.
And that was like there 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
No, they got another one.
She got a lot of bread. She got a lot of bread.
I don't have kids. You're a cheater. I didn't see that shit.
I seen it.
But you saw it because you have kids.
Oh, yeah, but after
you have
seeing
the cheat code to watch it.
After seeing. You know, I watch movies without my kids. Like Wreck-It Ralph, I showed my kids after the fact. I was like, "Oh, yo, y'all gotta see this. This shit fire."
Okay. Now,
by the way, that's
movie,
a hell of a contour. It's a hell of
you
a contour.
You gotta tell them, go off, bitch.
Go off. I've been watching Pose too long.
There's no such thing. First of all,
I've been watching Pose too much.
I haven't
watched the season finale
before
yet.
Before we got here, I was watching the season finale.
Relax.
What the fuck?
I have one.
You watch it yet?
What?
Pose. No. You gotta watch
Boy.
That shit, bro. I'm telling you. Shit is
mad
amazing.
Shit I don't watch.
Boy.
Well, not don't watch.
Nah, I got you. I haven't watched. Shit is mad good, son.
You're not gonna ask me if I watch Pose?
I know
you watch Pose?
Because you asked me on Twitter about it.
No.
I know you don't.
Oh, no. That's matter of fact, I've matured. Never mind. I don't watch Pose.
No, go ahead. Say what you was going to say.
Nah, bro.
I just want everybody to see who they are.
What's it about?
So it's about the ballroom scene.
Pretty much.
About
in the late 80s.
The LGBT community in the late 80s, early 90s. Like when, like, so it chronicles from like in the mid 80s to where it was like a thing just for them. Then in the later 80s when Madonna discovered Voguing.
Yep.
And like how everybody wanted to.
She did the song like, Vogue. It went number one.
For like mad weeks. And then everybody wanted to be a part of it. And that was like before social media. So that's like when America was into something.
They were into it. Like, everybody was into it.
They were doing class at the YMCA. Like they was in it. And then, you know, it covers how they dealt with, like, AIDS and shit. Like, it's a really good show.
It's a really good show.
Cool.
The acting isn't always great, but it's so... It's all great. Like, it's a great show. The storyline is great. Everybody should go watch
Please that. Please go watch that show. The show is fire.
But, gotcha.
You gonna watch that American Horror Story show?
Absolutely.
I'm gonna watch the season.
Yeah,
because they don't got no like devil shit in it.
They're recreating a slasher film or whatever.
So. Yeah, so I'm with that.
I'm with all of that.
Yeah, like the other shits with all the devil and all that shit. I'm not watching that shit. I'm an old black grandmother in the inside. I'm not watching that shit. Not bringing them spirits wherever I live. But killers, straight up killing. That's easy. Just lock the door.
I'm with that.
You can stop that. You can stop a killer from getting inside. You just lock the door. You can't stop a spirit.
Yeah, nah.
No, not at all.
You feel what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. What made you do the podcast by yourself? Like, what made you come to that? Because you come from where we did the Clubhouse for 3 years, 3.5 years.
No, we did the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
First.
We did the Clubhouse for like 6 months.
Right. Great point. If that.
You know what I mean?
So what made you go do solo?
As I was just saying before, like, what I don't know what I'm here on this earth to do, but I do know myself at this point, at least to a certain degree, because you always learn about yourself as you get older. But one, getting a co-host that's going to see the vision, because I'm extremely transparent with whoever I talk to. So it's like, yo, listen, man, I'm running the show. It's all about me. It's all my thoughts. I'm extremely long-winded. I just need you to chime in sometimes. Nobody's signing up for that. And if you do, you're going to see that I'm deadly serious about it. And then we're going to have a rift as we go on. So like, all right, let me eliminate a co-host. They're like, oh, I can be guest driven, but I don't have like the fortitude to be emailing people and them like not hitting me back or telling me no, or acting like they're too busy or canceling, or be like, oh, my fault, let me reschedule, or yo, can you come here, or can you accommodate me, or me fucking talking to managers and them sending me fucking condescending emails and shit like that, just politely telling me no. All that shit is a dub. So I was like, you know, in order to alleviate all that, I'm just gonna do the shit with Dolly.
I like it. How far in are you so far? How many episodes have you in?
I have episodes locked in, but I only put one teaser episode out because the big explosion is gonna be on the 26th. When does this come out? Probably 2 days after.
Yeah, probably.
So, matter of fact, if you're listening to this, go listen to the email portion. Because y'all have like 3 episodes to go. Because 3 episodes will be loaded up by the time y'all hear this. So, word.
So, of course, you said you have some episodes in the can. So, my question to you is, as of now, I guess because this is essentially a search for self.
Right.
What have you learned?
One, I'm a good talker. Okay. Two, I'm a good storyteller. My memory is way better than I thought it was.
Is that with or without alcohol?
Oh, this is completely sober because I start to slur my words with alcohol. So I can't drink, especially because it's just me. I can't like bounce to you or mouse like I used to.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I mean, when I was off the Kirby Cups and all that shit.
Ooh, them Kirby Cups used to get us crazy. Good days, good days.
Kirby Cups. Smacked.
So I was like, I got to be of sound, especially because you have to specifically lock in because I can't bounce ideas or creative energy. Like you can't put someone on the computer, then that makes me rift into something else. Yeah. It's literally me counting on me for mad long. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
So I learned about myself that one, I can speak very long-windedly. I mean, way more than I could. And I actually like talking to people more than I ever thought that I did before. Like me doing a show by myself showed me how much I actually like people.
It's like an elevated version of the Reek Rants.
OD.
Yeah.
I mean? And but like with Reek Rants, I'm naturally a curmudgeon, so it's like I don't really be liking.
Who? God so, damn!
I told you.
Who is that?
That is why I'm just saying. Like I told you.
What?
That's a lot.
What character in Hollywood?
You gotta throw a master ball
at it. What the fuck is that?
Curmudgeoned, noun, a bad tempered person, especially an old one.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't be liking shit, I be getting annoyed at shit, everything pisses me off, so I'm like, you know what? But I can say it in a funny way, that's where Reek Rants came from. So I was like, you know what? Let me ease up off of me just being ornery all the time, and then...
He is pulling out the $150 words today.
I don't know what's going on over
there. What up, boy?
What's up, my boy?
Chilling. Nah, goodness, nigga Reek talk like he did a bid before.
Just, yeah. Never been locked up, never been to bookings, never had handcuffs, none of that shit.
Never?
And I'm proud of that.
You gotta live life, bro.
Like, congratulations.
No, I have. I just haven't gotten caught.
What is that? Gotta live
by
life.
By the grace of God, I've just never been getting caught. I've done.
Nah, he graced you if you got the cuffs put on you.
Because all three of us. All three of us have terrible criminals.
Your man, he was on motherfucking Shade Room.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, like, this nigga's out here poking niggas? Well, it was just some fucking...
Niggas sent me that shit. And first of all, they used the nicest picture of him.
The greatest
I said, they got it.
I said, your man need to be bailed out. I said, what?
I said, stop playing. When Justin Brianna called me, I said, yo, stop playing on my phone. What's wrong with y'all?
Yeah, bro.
They're like, Max, you got to come. Da, da, da. I said, Mac, do what? So I'm thinking like, who he slapped? Like, what happened?
Same shit I saw.
They said on the phone, they said, what happened? I said, I laughed. I ain't gonna hold you.
It's $1,500.
I laughed too.
I said, that's how they got him?
Yeah, it's $1,500. You'll be out there in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Nah, that was a very funny situation. I was just.
He was riding dirty, nigga.
I was very happy that that God was on my side, because if they would have searched the car, it would have been a different situation.
Yam Demadua. Which is why, once again, NYPD, I don't ride with Mac Wiles. I walk everywhere.
Yeah. Listen, I don't have anybody
Leave me
in my
alone.
Car. I don't have anybody in my car but me. And you can search my car now. I got that thing stashed. You good.
I don't know what
I don't know
about.
What he's talking about.
Come on.
Ryan, would you like to take a walk to Jersey?
Fake belts. Now I'm here, a counterfeiter. Now I'm saying you sell shit on Canal
exactly.
Street. That's what
exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
I just came back from the bathroom. What happened?
Real friend.
Now my son was selling fake belts and all that on Canal Street.
Come on, son.
Also, now he distributes belts. Now we're talking about counterfeit merchants. Oh, yeah, I just came back from the bathroom. I don't even know what's going on.
I've been getting cuckoo at that. I've been missing that many episodes. I only missed one.
Who is y'all?
Y'all is crazy.
Who is y'all?
I don't know what's going on in here, but I speak no evil.
Anyway. You know what? But people might not listen. People might not listen, whatever the case may be. Tell the people that ask all the time what happened to the clubhouse, what happened to He-Man Women's Club. Tell people why me and you hate each other and no longer work with each other.
I mean, selfless plug. Listen to the Good Brother Experience, because I went to this shit in detail.
That's a fact.
But did you hear it? Did you listen to it?
I didn't get a chance yet.
You know what I'm saying? But let me know what you think, actually. I will. So this is what happened. This is a lot of what I'm about to say is going to be theory based. But essentially, niggas got canned, right? Niggas got canned when we was at loudspeaker, because they say that we wasn't acquiring the views needed to be a mainstay. I think they said that we needed 40 to 45,000. I believe he was plateauing at about 25 or 30.
Now, an episode?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, an episode. Now, my belief is once he started doing this, and since he was the proverbial star of the show, niggas was like, yo, the star of the show has 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I'm out here missing time with my family. Maybe we should just dump all the shit. Then I started to do a little bit of investigative research, and there's other shows on there that aren't getting 40,000 views. So like, okay, that's probably
the clubhouse nice. Beats. The clubhouse beats to this day. The clubhouse beats 50 to 55% of the shows on the network. But that's neither here nor there.
So then I'm like, all right, cool. Maybe they're not. They think the mouse is not locked in. So mouse is not locked in. Really and truly, I was there off the strength that me and mouse had the synergy already, which they probably wanted to get rid of me off of top. But then we started to get a relationship once I saw that I could be valuable. But so what then happened was I started to be unhappy, and Mouse started to see his baby die from being something fun to something that was work-related. So that's probably why he went to go get you guys. So
I went to get him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys went to go get him.
No, it just happened. It wasn't.
That's a fact.
So now I was asked to be on a million shows after that. It was because I was like on some free agent shit. Who was like the illest sidekick in the NBA? Not like a star player, but like if CJ McCollum was to be a free agent tomorrow, I was like the CJ McCollum of like podcasting. He was like, yo, son, we already got Dame Lillard, but you want to score 25 too? And I'm like, nah, bro, I'm not trying to be like the nigga that got to wait for the ball all the time. I did that shit for years already. Like,
who had Dame Lillard?
Huh?
Who had Dame Lillard?
I'm not going to do that. Matter of fact, let's go So Shameless, right? So Shameless is a show that called, that also gets about 30 to 35,000 views right now. Now, I mean, Tahoe in his own right would be Dame Lillard's show.
Tahoe's definitely Dame Lillard.
Now, I mean, I know if I was to come
through, no, Dodge is Dame Lillard. Tahoe is Who would the town hall be?
We got to pick a different team.
No. Tahoe's like Kevin. He's Looney. No, not Looney. What's son? What was son name that Looney was that was giving Looney buckets?
Oh, the white boy.
Nurkic. No, the
Nurkic?
No.
From what team?
If you're talking about Looney, you're talking about the big man on the Blazers, right?
Yeah. No.
Nurkic.
Was that Looney? No, Looney is on the Warriors.
He's the big man.
And he was guarding.
He was guarding Nurkic. Nigga, I'm telling you, his name was.
All right, then I'm thinking of then who was playing the three?
No, he got hurt.
You know who I'm talking about, right? I can't think of something.
You're not talking about Rodney Hood.
That's who Tahoe is.
Tahoe's Rodney Hood.
Tahoe's Rodney Hood.
Let me continue talking. So anyway.
Wow.
So fucking.
He's a bucket. Rodney Hood not bucket?
No, he averages like 14 points a game. That's not buckets.
He did well in that series.
If you're able to come off the bench and put up 14 points in the NBA, that's not a bucket.
But he's coming off the bench after Al-Farouq Aminu, which isn't nice. That's not really saying much.
Yeah, but Aminu brings defense, and nobody plays defense in today's NBA. Being a wing player, you're gonna play him.
Being a wing player averaging 14 is not the vibes, my nigga. No way. I'm not hearing that. But anyway,
Tyler's Rodney Hood.
Okay,
I would not make him Aminu.
Please don't. But there
is
was other shows.
Tyler Siakam.
No. Tahoe be like Kyle Lowry. And Dodge is Kawhi Leonard.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Wait, so that means Trom.
Two All-Stars.
So Trom is Vanderfleet?
Trom is 100% fair Vanderfleet. And that's like...
Jesus Christ.
And that's like a fucking... I mean, I know there's a lot of women that listen to the show. But NBA talk. Anyway, so there's a lot of people that asked me to be on their show. But I knew it was going to be on an additive role. And I saw myself as more than that. And I was like, all right, I can't do that. But when people ask me, yo, what's your show going to be about? I really didn't have an answer for niggas.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, let me figure this out. Let me do something that I don't really see, which like breaking into segments, like I said before, I don't really see a lot of podcasts doing that. So then once I really found out the layout and all that type of shit, that's when I was like, all right, cool, let's do it. I can get with this. But as far as why we dissipated, I also explained on the show, it was like, you have to do what's best for your family. And it's very possible to me that you probably didn't see the clubhouse as economically sound as far as like going forward with it. So me understand that you have two children you have to take care of, or like, all right, I just got to get it on my own. So when I saw you doing this and I saw you doing Roots Picnic, I'm like, all right, there's obviously provide opportunities that we probably wouldn't have got. They wouldn't have got fucking some regular nigga from Long Island and you, but they'll get Mac Wiles and Fly Rye to get on fucking Roots Picnic. So like, all right, I just got to remix shit and see what's going on. He's doing things that's more fruitful for him. What am I going to do? What's going to be most fruitful for me? So I was just betting on myself, literally, with no co-hosts and no guests, and we're going to see where this goes.
Mm.
Just taking shit.
I like this.
But I just understood.
Let's say, feels more like we're bringing you guys back together. This
but
feels
we never
amazing.
Stopped being
we never
friends.
Stopped.
No, I know that.
That didn't stop.
Like
I'm not a bitch ass. I'm like, your mom, you left me in the cold. Like, nigga, that's like.
And that's not even what happened.
I'm a fucking grown-up, nigga.
In the coming months, there's still some sit-downs that need to be had, and only... I'm only respecting that because of who else is involved.
Yep.
If it wasn't, if the surrounding parties weren't who they were, then you know, not the truth, but I would have been set my piece. But you know, in due time, the real reason of what took place around the clubhouse will come out. But all that matters,
I don't even know, and I'm on the show. What the fuck happened?
I just said it will come out.
Right,
in the DVD? What the fuck you talking about? It will come out. What are you talking about?
Yeah, in the DVD.
On the reunion.
Not me on the reunion show, nigga.
Wow. Yeah.
The reunion is right here. Me, you, and Mac. If Kyle was here, this would be a regular episode featuring Fly Rye.
If Kyle was here, he'd have to leave.
More than likely.
My Yikes. Lord.
Well, before this podcast, I didn't know shit about podcasts. So I really didn't know. I didn't even know you did a podcast. I mean, I knew after, but I didn't know during. So that was
I mean, like I said, like I tell you all the time about this podcast, it's super niche. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
either you know or you don't.
Yeah, it's like there's no real in between as of right now. But like I said, the there was some shady shit that went on, and it wouldn't have turned out well for other people involved had I reacted the way I wanted to react. So after we had these sit downs, you know.
Did you agree with my assessment of what happened? I know you listened to the episode. Mm-hmm. Did you agree with the assessment that, as far as someone that can only speak but owe so much, Did you agree with my assessment about how it cultivated, how it started, how I started to grow distaste, how I saw you growing distaste, and how things started to organically started to separate?
For the most part. Mm. Yeah, for the most part. It was definitely evident after we had got over to loudspeaker. It was definitely evident that, you know, you were unhappy, and it was starting to read through the episodes. So you know, fans would hear it. And it was literally nothing I could do. It was like, mm-hmm. This is my man's. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
and I kept coming because he was my man's.
Yeah.
So it was like, if he don't clip himself, I'm not going to clip him. You feel what I'm saying? But like I said, there was bigger things at hand, bigger things at work, bigger than both of us. So, and that's just how it goes when, you know, you deal with big business.
Yeah. When that type of money starts to get involved, niggas forget about feelings and all of that shit.
It's all about the bread.
Oh, but yeah.
It's always like that.
Yeah, because there's never been a point. Like I said, when we were doing that, I was literally recording at that point like 4 or 5 shows a week. Mm-hmm. I was doing Colorways and Toe Boxes. I was
doing shit for Complex.
Tunnel Takedown and Complex. That's when Ryan was here for a long period of time. So we was recording like at least once a week, twice a week. Still doing Clubhouse. So yeah, it was never a point of, oh, I was half and half. Because when we were doing He-Man Woman Hayes Club, when it was all on my back, I was still doing Men Secure for Cassius.
I mentioned that in the show.
Yeah, so it's like, shout out to Corey Towns. So at the end of the day, it was like, that was never the problem. So I have no idea.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
What would go through other people's minds? And that's really not my job to guess.
Oh, you're talking about like the public?
I can tell you. Okay. Other people, meaning the powers that be.
Okay.
But I mean, that's neither here nor there. I just wanted people to hear on this platform that no one was left hanging. Nope.
And that everybody's still friends.
Yeah, I think that's the weird part. I think people forget that, you know, people are able to have relationships post working.
And you was painted as like this shrewd businessman. I'm like, that's not what it is. Like, he fucking went his way, I went my way. And niggas hung out. Like, you know what I'm saying?
The thing is, and what I've realized after, I want everyone to know that Reek is my man. So if he's on a platform, even if your shit is shitty, I'm probably going to listen just to hear. So I've heard all the shots. I've heard all of that. I've heard the subtle shot. Oh, that's why I don't listen to this. Because you not listening don't change nothing, brother. We still chart every. We still on.
Talk Roots, about it.
We still on Roots Picnic. We still. Listen. We still good. Whether you listen or not, my nigga. Like, that shit ain't never, ever bothered me one way or another. We still going to do what we going to do. And y'all not going to do what we doing. So there's that. So just remember that when you discuss this podcast and this platform, and don't use Reek as a
crutch,
as a weak crutch or a weak Trojan horse to get off how you feel about me. I hear it. I see it. And it didn't work for you before, and that ain't gonna work for you now.
The way the conversation's being painted is like I'm some type of victim that doesn't realize mm-hmm. me being victimized.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to because say that's not no. Well, like our conversation right now, that's mm-hmm. not.
No, they what paint happened. That. They paint that, or they paint you as that, as a way to say how they really feel about me. You know what I'm saying? And that's it to me. If you felt the way about Mouse Jones, if you felt the way about
third person talk, okay.
If you felt the way about Mouse Jones, then you probably should have said how you felt about him outside of any other situation. One thing about me, I say how I feel about a person, no matter what the situation is, whatever the catalyst is. When I feel it, I say it. So I just want everyone to know I see that. I see that it's seen and it's ignored because it would do you a, it would do you more justice if I paid it any more mind than it would ever do me or the guys next door. Reek is my brother. Reek and the good brother experience has my 100% support as well as the guys next door. So there's that.
That is a fact.
And like I said,
hopefully I get the third one that doesn't know about podcasting.
I don't.
You know what I mean?
I learn this shit every day.
You know what I mean? But there's time with that.
So. But yeah, let's jump into it. Listen, let's
talk. You didn't come to the party, by the way.
Which one? On Friday?
No, fucking Jack in the Box. Kyle said you was coming.
It was last Friday, right?
No.
Two Saturdays ago.
I think I was doing something.
I know what you told me you couldn't come. You was hosting some
shit. Yeah, he was hosting.
I was doing the Friend Zone Live that day in the Orcs, in a past Orcs party.
I forget what it was, but I wanted to go.
2 Saturdays ago.
I definitely, because I was set up to go.
Right.
And I definitely wanted some Jack Daniels.
It was effervescent at that party.
Damn it.
All right.
These words.
So, as you guys know, if you want us to read a letter on air, it's very simple what you have to do.
Uh-huh.
You write us, guysnextdoor123 @gmail.com. In the subject line, you say your own fake name, because if you don't, we're going to say the name in front of us.
Yep.
Don't have no time to come up with fake names for your dumb ass shit.
Nope.
Last but not least, most importantly, you don't have to always ask for relationship advice, but if you do, send a picture
please do.
Of you and yep. a significant other or yep. the person in question, because I need to be able to give you proper advice.
For a fact.
Don't want to give you ugly advice if you look good. Don't want to give you fat advice if you're skinny. Things of that nature. And we don't want to give you advice if you're white. So
100%. I don't even want to show when I'm with that. So, we've been spearheading that movement since 2004. Me and Mouse been riding on white people since like 2014, 15?
Since 2015.
We've been spearheading that shit, nigga. If you white, get out of here.
All right.
Is that right? So who we got first back?
This first one is Aubrey. Fake name Aubrey. So she said, "Hey guys, I want to get clarification on these situations so that I know I'm not being paranoid."
Yeah, you're paranoid.
I don't have a lot of guy friends, but the friendships that I do have either started because we dated in the past or they quote unquote thought I was cool and wanted to get to know me as a person.
Who wrote this, Che?
Wow. I've never had sex with any of them, but they're still around years later.
Oh, that's definitely not Che.
However, throughout the through the duration of these friendships, no matter how many times I say I'm not looking to be in a relationship, they still give flirtatious gestures, pay for outings, and make sexual comments. In those moments, my mind instantly goes to the thought he's sticking around so he could fuck. I try not to be a pessimist about it because who hangs around years later just to see if they can get some?
Niggas.
Please let me know if, one, guys will linger around for long periods just to see if it results in sex, or two, is it not possible to have a genuine male-female friendship that has no sexual gestures? And this is her
You can tell she said that because she don't know how to spell platonic.
Yeah. She's cute.
She's a strong 7.5.
She's cute.
Let me see. No more.
Beautiful skin.
That's it.
Great skin.
Nothing beneath. No, nothing beneath her breasts.
It's only one picture.
There's only picture.
There's only one picture she sent.
Strong.
I don't know if she don't got the fatty. I don't know what's going on.
Just judging off the face.
Off the face, she's got money, and I love dark skin women.
Yeah, she's strong. That's 7.5 right here. I love her skin. Her skin is beautiful. Aubrey.
Chocolate.
Nah, she gets 7 3/4, bro.
That's milk chocolate, man.
I give her 7 3/4. I'm giving her 7.
There's no 7 3/4. Like
it's above 7.5, but it's not quite an 8. It's 7 3/4.
Just give it a 7.5.
Nah, brother.
She's not. She doesn't look good enough to make up.
All right.
She doesn't look good enough to make up a new fucking rating.
Answer the girl's questions. Will guys linger around longer periods of time just to see if it'll result in sex? And is it possible to have a genuine male female?
So to answer the first question, yes,
100%.
100%.
Get the draws.
It's called the long game.
Niggas would do a lot to get the draws.
Now the long game.
Niggas have the sand dial next to the shit they fucking turn upside down. Niggas have the sand dial.
And if it's empty, niggas have no.
Flip it back over.
Niggas no, spin that shit over. Like
no problem flipping that thing.
No
back
problem.
Over. Like the fucking Prince of Persia, 100%.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I think you're absolutely right. I think there are men who will stick around just for sex. But again, they may be genuine in their minds of being friends, but they always keep in the back of their heads, yo, I could hit this.
Like, or I would hit this if given the opportunity.
If niggas give me the opportunity, I'ma smack this. Like, mm-hmm. it's gonna be a situation. So yeah. There are guys who will stand around just to see. Well, genuinely, probably because you cool as shit. But yeah. In their minds, they still hoping for that open opportunity to be that shoulder that you cry on and help you exhale one day.
Okay. Help you exhale.
But as far as the second question is concerned about having genuine male friendships, niggas I want to smack.
You gotta be an adult.
Yeah, everybody gotta be
an adult about it.
True with yourself.
You gotta be true with yourself on both ends. Like, you can't, don't be friends with a nigga that you know good and well is not mature enough to put away his sexual interaction with you because you're not attracted to him.
That's a fact.
Like, stay away from those niggas and don't be friends with them and find out, and then be surprised when you find out 5 years later that he will take the pussy if you offer it.
Niggas do camouflage their intentions, so that's like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But that's... No, about those niggas camouflage their intentions, so she might think like, yo, it's all good. This guy's mad cool. You never laid a hand on me.
Nah, nigga, we not that smart. We camouflage, but we ain't that smart. Niggas will, it will come out somehow, some way that he is trying to fuck and you probably will overlook it. And because you don't want to lose a friend or whatever the case may be.
On some shit like, nah, he wouldn't do that after he does something.
Bingo.
Showcase that he will do that.
Bingo.
That's a fact.
Hit you with the looking eye emojis at 3 a.m.
I was drunk. That wasn't even meant for you. Like the oldest trick in the book. Have you ever hit the girl with like, yo, that wasn't meant for you when that was obviously meant for her?
Oh, yes.
I mean, I'm not going to act like,
yeah,
I love this behavior.
Nigga, I've done it.
Nah, it's definitely.
I've done it before she's even responded.
It's definitely.
Like, you know what?
She's taking too long to respond.
Took 20 minutes.
Oh,
shit. My bad. Yo,
you should have been saying it for 20 minutes.
OD.
Yeah, that's why I even meant for you.
Well, my fault. That was my bad.
Yo, but I ain't going to hold you. Every time I've done that, every single time I've done that, they've circled back like.
They respond right away.
They respond like. Oh, I thought you was finally being a man and taking a shot. Bitch, why you didn't say this shit? Oh,
God damn it. You got me all the way fucked up.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad that the three of you guys here, three of you guys get women, or you used to get women because two of you guys have still
out the game.
Two of the three is out the game, but three of us are, well, am I the youngest out the three of
you?
Yes.
Because I turned 30 in February.
Yeah, you're a young buck.
So, my still fucking wet, still, 6 months
still
or so.
Behind ears.
So, fucking, this is what I was gonna say.
Touché.
Young boy think he knows something about life, you know what I'm talking about?
I know something about life. Still got a little bit of milk on his breath.
That's titty milk on his breath.
You got that titty milk on his breath. My question, you think it's fucking stupid?
Similar.
Nigga, behind the ears, you're sweating. Look at it, dripping.
Oh, this is what I wanted to say. My fault, I had to fucking get back.
Oh,
so, girls giving you the eye.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
Like the looking eye emoji?
Are you guys aware of how women shoot their shot? Like the actual...
Yeah, that's all they do.
Yeah, we know. They're looking at you.
So when you were saying like, yo, why didn't you ever shoot their shot? They imply shooting their shot by like looking at you or putting their self in your line of vision and then hopefully you do the rest.
Yeah.
So you being flustered at the fact that she's saying, like, why didn't shoot their shot? How do we combat this? Like this eye shit that women have been doing for decades. This is a new day. We can do things now.
What can we do
so we can implement into the women? Their shot shooter gotta get a little better.
Oh, you gotta tell them like, yo, that shit sucks.
You gotta blow them a kiss when they looking at you.
They turn away though. That's the old 90s shit. They look at them, then they turn away.
Music video.
Me and you.
LL Cool J used. I promise you, that's probably
the young ball headed Mekhi Phifer shit.
Not even a kiss. You just kind of.
Nah, you got real talk. If somebody looking at you, you gotta give them like the funny reaction. Like, don't say nothing. You just gotta be like,
"Oh, I used to do this. I used to do dumb shit. I'd be like,
me,
like a big ass kid." And if she respond, I'm like, "Oh, I know she looking." I just do dumb shit. I'd be like,
"OD."
But like, it's just dumb shit. Like a kid. Like if a baby's looking at me, I'll do that shit. Other than that, to be honest, as I got older, I just was curving it. Because it's like, it's not even... Because
shot shooting got to get better amongst
because
the women.
Because if you're not aggressive enough to shoot your shot, then, like, move.
No, if you want me to do everything, then you broke.
Let me say something before you even get to that.
Go ahead.
You're saying...
If you want me to do everything, you broke.
You broke?
It means you want me to pay the bills, you want me to do this, you want me to do that.
But that's what I was going to say. It is a direct representative of how she's going to be in that relationship.
I can't really say that because what I can say is, although she might be aggressive, she might just be devoid of technique. The wherewithal might be there, but the actual technique of how to do it might not be. So that's like not their fault.
Mm-hmm. No, it is their fault.
Look at Alonzo's jumper. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't know he had a bad jumper until niggas told him.
The Ben Simmons jumper.
It's, you know what I mean?
It's their fault. They're adults. I don't care. It's their fault. If they want something, they will go get it. If they want a job, they'll go get it.
Yeah.
If they want a pair of shoes, they'll scam a nigga, go get it. Like, if they want something, if women want something, they'll get it. If they want to jump to conclusions,
no,
you don't need nobody to push.
Not at all.
So now you need... You need help to shoot your shot? I'm going to help you bag me? Your dumb ass out of here.
1 + 1 equal to 2.
Yo, what's the next letter before I get mad?
You got to curve them.
That's why I said you just curve them.
I don't know what that look means.
By trial and error?
It's quiet.
All right, I got the next one.
Let's go.
Her name is Nikki.
I hope she don't look like that.
And she the thing is called the one night stand.
Hold on.
Hey guys, I need some advice. So I don't go out much and I'm not in a relationship. So when I do go out and I meet a nice guy, I would go back to his place. And the problem is, she's strong with it. I go back to his place. Heard you. I heard you.
Just needed the microphone to understand what would.
I like that.
I like that.
Right there.
Right there. Pop.
Get that little air in there a little bit. Get a little air between the two stomachs.
Oh my God.
Hey, attention deficit man over there can't fucking
close 30 seconds. The problem is that I don't leave just after the sex.
Stupid.
What? You get to stay?
Let the man read the email. What
she said, I can stay there the whole day. I can have breakfast and lunch, sometimes even dinner. To me, it still constitutes as a one night stand.
Time out. Wait.
Bitch, why are
you at my house all day? You ain't got no job.
Hush it, fire.
Yeah, all day, first night.
Fire.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It could be Sunday.
Three meals.
It could be Sunday.
We go together.
This is all for Sunday. What you mean? She goes to Sunday night.
I don't care. Maybe she called out. I don't care because by lunch, breakfast is one thing.
Right.
If you don't dip after breakfast, number one, that's letting me know, oh no, her shit was fire because I'm not kicking her out.
It has to be.
And then by lunch, she's chefing lunch up, bro. That means we go together. By dinner, you're getting married. We go together.
And if she didn't bring the overnight bag, run to the store,
that all she used was mouthwash this whole time.
I don't care.
She didn't brush her
I'm in
tongue.
Love.
She didn't brush her
in
gems.
Love with what?
Go get on the mic.
Who is here?
What is your name?
Oh, hey, what's up, y'all? This is Lil Mama, aka the Voice of Young People.
Now, what you were saying?
So I was saying, basically, all right. So when it's fire, like my shit. Basically, what happens is you be like, can you go to the store? And then he be like, yeah, what you need? Of course, not a problem. Like, what you need? Like, you know, a toothbrush, something. Like, I need help. Like, you know, at this point, I don't want to just be like around you. And it's like, you know, my shit is right here. So then somebody, you know, as a gentleman, or maybe he might ask, like, hey, you need anything from the store? I'm about to run out, knowing that you need that toothbrush.
How you don't have an extra toothbrush? If you only have one toothbrush in his house, you fucking the wrong nigga. First of all,
that's not
okay,
true.
Okay, so then after that,
when you buy your groceries, you don't buy one toothbrush.
I'm one at a time with it. I'm not gonna lie.
No, that does not mean that I have to have. It might have been somebody who got that. Somebody else might have got to them before you did.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So if you need somebody else,
she might have to use that one.
No, you have some people that really just make sure that they stock up and do things.
Yeah, like me, I buy everything in bulk,
but that is different. Like if you go to LA, if I'm in LA, there might be extra toothbrushes.
Yeah.
But if I'm in New York at this crib, it's just me.
Okay,
Hold on, listen.
I'm walking.
But still, to me, hold on, listen. to me, this still would constitute as a one night stand. So I don't call or communicate after, but the guys would want to continue. Would want us to continue.
You not spent after. All day with me, and you want not want to come back? Come
yeah,
on,
you
see,
dumb.
That's what I'm talking about. Nikki's pissing me off, bro.
Hold on, wait. And the guys would want to continue after with a relationship and meet up again. My friends think it's trashy of me to do that because spending the whole day can give someone the impression that you are more interested than you actually are. So my question is.
Lonely haters.
Is spending the whole day a one night stand, or am I giving these guys false
you're
hope?
You're giving these guys false hope, and you're pissing me off.
Hold on. She sent pictures, and she said, I love the show, and please add Beyonce Partition to the playlist.
No, because you play with niggas. No.
Drop and roll up the partition, please.
Okay, a little full of the action. All right.
Go back to the natural. Yeah. Okay, now go back to the dressed up with the wig.
All right.
I don't like that. I don't like that one. Go over to the side, though. This last one is my favorite.
I'm gonna keep it real with you.
And she gotta be. I think she's an African descent. Look at the good head wrap. Look at the head garment.
African background. I see.
Yeah, that's garment, a favorite. Yeah.
So let me tell you this now. I seen your pictures. I'm not gonna violate you, but you're not gonna spend three meals with me and not call me back.
Yeah, that's a fact.
No.
I went to the store, got you toothbrush, deodorant. I'm getting it right. We doing three
meals. And I'm getting you the right shit you want. Like I didn't come home with the store brand. I didn't come back with Mitchell.
Crazy.
Nah, I came back with Dove Secret. You can be the same Dove.
Wait, you woke up next to me and we had three males?
Her eye belongs on the charger. Her eyes fucking.
No, wait.
One of these eyes is lacking. That's off top. You know what I'm saying?
So you said she got little eyes?
No, her heart, there's no symmetry with the eyes. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying?
She got a tax eye?
Eyes on a 78 degree angle.
She got the tax stone
eye? She has one and a half eyes.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
And you
I'm supposed to wake
up with this terrible vision. And I have to spend three meals with you.
Your vision is fine. Her vision might be bad, bro.
Oh, he's bad vision.
Never mind, he's a curmudgeon.
If you go to the, I'm a curmudgeon. First of all,
I'll be real.
I'm really thinking, because it ain't like you just walking around and we're not saying it to each other. You sitting next to me while I'm playing Marvel Champions of Marvel, and you sitting next to me while I'm on the next 7 out of 10 in a full 24 hours.
You know so much about me.
That's
you might hurt me on the phone with my mother. And I'm not curving my mom for you.
You don't pick.
You're watching When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong.
Let me continue. Off top. The eyes, whatever. If it's a one night stand, they met each other in the dark. And she has the fake fatty. She got the fake fatty, right? So you see the legs.
Not even
like,
no fake fatty. She's brown
skin.
Real.
No. She got the fake fatty and she's brown skin.
Her
she's like,
cooking.
Maybe she's. But what I'm
you can see
is,
it from the front. Her shit cooked.
Yeah, no, that's
boy. You can see it from the front.
So she got the fatty.
She got a fatty.
So if it's a one night stand, that means they met each other initially in the dark. She pulled up.
Might have met each other.
Now this nigga woke up and he's just trying to be a gentleman at this point. Like, you know what? I didn't see this last night.
You feel that air? You get that air between the stomachs.
All that right there.
Make that little air.
And she's in shape.
I'll be real
with you. She's curvaceous, you know what I mean?
If you with me the whole day.
You my girlfriend, you dummy.
No, I'll put it this way. The nigga that you're leaving and you staying with him the whole day, he not really fucking you the way he's supposed to be fucked.
Because you're not supposed to leave again.
You probably running the show.
That's
you probably
fact.
Told him you coming
you
over.
So?
Yeah. Because if I hit
she spun on it.
If you at my crib the whole day and I'm really going to work, you're going to want to hit me up. I've showed you too much love.
I've never been in a situation like that.
Me
like,
neither.
I'm on some like.
First of all,
I'm
gonna
dip
go.
Off before you,
gotta,
you dip off.
You gotta go.
Like dead ass, I'm dipping up.
One night stand.
Crib, or we gotta breathe.
I'm dependent. What you about to do?
We gotta breathe.
No, there's no what you about to do.
We've all said what you about to do.
No, I promise on my mother. I've never said. You know what I do?
I do.
I'm leaving.
If she comes to your spot,
I'm leaving.
No matter where the fuck I'm in the world,
I gotta bust a move. On my mother, 30 times Bills have called my. Yo, Bill, hit my phone real fast. Yo, I gotta go with Bill.
My nigga, you know how many times I left the house and just
spun the block?
Yo, first of all, I don't do this no more. I don't even hit my niggas up talking about call me. I just say I got something to do.
And
I don't care if you... I'm on... Yo, call, no,
well,
fuck
nah,
that.
I'm not saying lying. This is how long I've known this nigga. This is like 2013 or so. There's a girl with... Her name begins with N, just so you know who I'm talking about. Who I got faded with at Shanaysia.
Damn, nigga breaking out.
Who nerves. I get faded with at Shanaysia when I was falling asleep when it was Chris Casanova and everybody. So fucking... So he was over there. He was trying to fuck with Shorty, right? She came to a spot, whatever. Mouse was fucking on some creep shit, right? So Mouse was like, yo, I'm about to dip. But she didn't want Shorty to know where he lives. So this nigga got hidden in bushes. So she can drive away, and she didn't drive away. So she sees this nigga Mouse hiding behind a bush like this.
Get the fuck out.
Waiting for her. And Mouse waiting for her to drive away. Shorty's waiting for him to see what house is about to walk in. And it was like a standoff of just nonsense. And when Shorty told me that shit, I died for like 100 years, son.
Yo.
So Mouse ain't lying. Mouse will definitely tell you you gotta go somewhere. Yeah. And he'll go in some bushes just to prove the point.
Just say you gotta go. Like, they know when it's daytime.
It was dark. They could be raccoons, possums, and they like, fuck it, nigga, I'm in here.
Son, and after, yo, there was no way I was moving out the bush before she dipped. You not about to see what house I'm going back in.
Nah, son. All right. Well, again, yes, you are giving these niggas false hope. That is terrible.
Now I'm making fun of you, Shorty. You're a beautiful black queen. I would just take, I just take things comedic. That's all.
No. You want to say all this about niggas? You would never.
Hold on, we got one more. We got one more, real fast.
I have a step before one more,
real fast.
Our door.
Not me.
This one is called.
My doorman. No,
is this catfishing? Now she hasn't. That's hilarious. She didn't send any pictures.
Oh, so we're not talking to her.
She didn't send any pictures.
Why are we talking to her?
Because I feel like this could be an interesting story. We need to talk about this story.
All right, but this is a one and only. Mac Wilds is being nice as usual.
Yeah.
So y'all thank him, because if it was me and Ryan,
Lele, that's her name, Lele,
in a trash.
So she said, "Okay, I am single. I have always been single. Never had a relationship, and I am almost 30. But I have gained a lot of weight."
Oh man, this letter needs to stop.
150 pounds in 4 years.
Why are we still talking?
Is this subject stating obvious?
Hold on.
Rewind for the people if they didn't hear. Say what you said again.
Start from the top. We keep cutting you off. My fault, bro.
This is called, is this catfishing? So she said, "I'm single. I've always been single. Never had a relationship, and I'm almost 30. But I've gained a lot of weight. 150 pounds in 4 years.
She's gained 150, or she weighed 150?
She gained 150.
She gained
in 4 years.
150 pounds.
In four years,
bro. On top of what she already was.
So I have social media, and I am as active as
next
person.
Yes, it's catfishing. If you throw pics from back in the day.
Listen.
Uploading pics from 2014?
Hold on, listen.
When I was in the bushes.
When you were in the bushes?
Yo, okay. I am as active as the next person, but I don't post full body pictures.
You're not as active as me.
Listen. I recently joined a dating app, and the pictures that I post are all from the neck chest up. Now, look, I'm not ugly. Well, we don't know because you didn't send any pictures. And I don't feel comfortable posting any body pictures due to the physical change that I have encountered. If you were to click on my page and decide to meet me, and my face looks the same in the face as what you expect, but my body is what it is, would you feel catfished? Would you feel like I lied to you? I didn't use any filters and no Photoshop, just took the pictures at an angle and always chest up. Please give me your honest opinion. I won't be hurt. I'm not sensitive, so call it how you see it.
I can't call it how I see it because we can't see it.
No, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not going to see you because I'm going to ask for those pictures.
That's a fact.
I know. If I go on your gram and all your pictures is your mouth is closed,
You can
FaceTime on IG. Like, technology's amongst us. I don't even need your math to see what you look like.
That's a fact.
I'm not doing that. No, I'm not going.
That's quiet for you, Shorty. And it is catfishing, and what you're doing is fucked up, and it's
deceitful.
Wrong. It's just wrong and deceitful as anything you say a nigga would do.
It's false advertising, and then you take it to court.
The reason why I asked is because I started saying in my head, like, if you put the shoe on the other foot, right? If it was me, Mac Wilds, fucking handsome devil that he is,
Jesus
taking
Christ.
Pictures from the neck up, and underneath was disgust.
Right.
It was something I was.
It was
treachery.
Ebro body.
Whoa, hey.
It was Mac Wild face Ebro body.
Let's right.
Mac Wild face Funk Flex body.
Oh man, let's.
Thoughts and views of Mouse Jones do not reflect those of your brother experience.
Thank you, brother experience, August 26th,
everybody.
Thank you.
Matt agrees with me.
Listen. If you saw my face on a completely different body, no matter how much you've seen or whatever, all of a sudden you meet me and I look like a completely different
Matt Wild face on Blogzilla body.
Oh man!
Nah, not for nothing.
He can't be stopped.
We keep saying, like, statements, but we're not giving her like a full explanation. Catfish.
I said that.
You are fucking taking pictures from the neck up. And you're out here being wild fat in the paint. You're off top. Yeah, you're off top. You're 290 because you was probably not. You was not 140 pounds 4 years ago. So you're at least 290. That is nonsense. You cannot just show people your fucking jawline and be like, "Well, you floated my jawline. You said I had a nice earring. So what else is new?"
Yeah,
I tell you what else is new.
Being in shape counts, yo. I'm gonna fuck with nobody. New.
Not hearing from me anymore.
That's a fact.
I'm not even trying to be funny, but that must be like a crazy situation to walk into. You walk into that
300 pounds.
Oh, like, shit,
she gotta be 300.
Yo, 150 pounds. No,
but if she gained 150 pounds, how much could she weigh,
bro? 150 pounds, that's another person. James, how much you weigh?
That's a relationship.
That's a James.
That's a James.
That's a James.
She gained a James.
So that's a relationship. That's a man and his wife. Like, if James likes slim women, that's a relationship. 300 pounds is a relationship, my nigga. And she's got that off top for Dolly? Trying to... No, I mean, what type of nonsense is that?
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm 210.
Yeah.
Man, why, and you weigh more than me?
Yo, Reed. Give us your health tip of the day, yo.
Please.
Yep.
Give us your health tip of the day. I'm not doing this shit no more.
Substitute chips.
I'm quitting podcasts.
Substitute candy and chips with fruit.
Okay.
When you're in the mood for some junk food, get a smoothie or eat some fruit.
Ryan, what's yours?
Cricket.
No, still. Oh, okay. Ryan.
We
lost to Ryan.
We'll get back to Ryan.
We gained
we'll
to James and lost to Ryan.
Oh, shit. We'll get back to Ryan.
What is yours, Matt?
Mine is, I want everybody to go out and see a movie today. Like, take a minute. Give yourself like a 2 hours out of your day. You know, treat yourself to a movie today. I don't know what movie came out.
I did that for Fast and Furious.
That's what I'm saying. Whether it's Netflix, whether it's actually going to the movie theaters and enjoy.
No, not the Netflix. Get out your fucking house.
Yes,
get
there
some new air.
Go get some brand new air.
Yeah, like your air is stale. It knows you.
Stuffy.
It's disgusting. It's dog.
You slept in that shit.
You slept in it. You was farting. Go get some new air.
Don't wear black airs though. Stay away from those. But get some air.
All right, Mouse. What about you?
50 push-ups. 50 push-ups. Just do 50 push-ups just today.
I do that every day, by the way.
Are you checking in?
I do.
The wax got me checking in.
Clocking in.
Can you do 50 push-ups in a row?
Nah.
It's way harder. I had to build myself to 50 push-ups in a row. Now I'm at 55. The goal is 100.
I have things to do.
I'm at 55 a day right now.
That's nice.
I have things to do. I stop.
Like straight.
I'll give you 15 here. 10 clip here.
How many can you do in a row?
15.
Okay.
And that's when I stop.
I'm clocking out at 55 right now.
Of course. I definitely do. It was 300. Yeah.
He definitely does. And definitely Ryan does not ask for his push-ups. So
at Girlfest, he did like a little motherfucker.
Yeah, in front of people.
Embarrassing in front of the women, folks?
Of course.
Not at all. Mouse hit his. Mouse is going to get his off. Like, one thing about it is.
It was definitely good. It was some strong push-ups.
You know what I mean? We getting that in.
I think I got the video of it here, too.
Oh, look, we got just in time for his health tip of the day.
Yo, Ryan, this nigga Mouse owe you push-ups?
Yeah, Matt.
Mad push up.
I just
spreading them out.
He likes to only do them at events.
It's my health tip. It's my health.
Yeah. Don't eat and tell.
You heard me. Don't eat and tell. Whatever you're doing out in these streets, don't go pillow talking because it might fuck you over. Healthy tip.
Wow. I like that. Now, also, as you all know, this is my favorite time.
It's our favorite time.
The Get the Draws playlist. We need you to add a song.
Okay.
To the Get the Draws playlist.
I can do so. Lucky Day has a song that I really like called Roll Some Mo.
Ooh.
Did I put that on the playlist?
I think we got some Lucky Day on there.
It was probably not Roll Some Mo, but I'm pretty sure we got some
Lucky Day on there.
Roll Some Mo is my shit right
That's
now.
The That's the junk. That's some junk. That's
shout,
some junk.
Shout
right
out to
there.
The good brother from New Orleans. What about you, Rye?
Flico? I'm going to go with my bro, Ro James, Permission.
Good song. That's good record. Good record. I'm gonna go Tiffany Gouche.
There we go.
Damn.
Damn.
Nice.
I ain't heard.
I seen her recently too.
Tiffany Goucher.
Me and her got to get in the studio.
Y'all have
to get. We got
to
get in the studio.
I seen her recently.
You know what? I will go with Frank Ocean. Pink Matter.
Okay.
Nice.
That was good.
I'm becoming a Frank Ocean appreciator now.
Yeah, bro.
I was very against it at first.
But it grew.
Due to super much ignorance. But then after the ignorance, it was like a little overrated.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to hear certain records. I'm like, if this is what y'all overrating, I can understand.
The shit with the car on the cover was way better than Blonde.
Oh, way better.
Oh yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, Nostalgia Ultra. Yeah,
way better than Blonde.
Ridiculous. Blonde is Nostalgia Ultra is a masterpiece.
That's his masterpiece. But I like that Pyramid record.
Pyramids is great.
Pyramids. It was at like 9 minutes long or some shit. Yeah,
two songs. It's literally two songs.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Rick, tell the people where they can find you, where they can support your podcast, all that good stuff.
Oh, you can find me the OG Black Man on Twitter, the OG Black Man on Instagram. You can find my podcast everywhere that podcasts are available.
You heard?
It took me a long time for that to happen because I'm pretty much doing this shit by myself. So you niggas, if you're listening on Google Play, if listening in your mom's basement, I'm subscribed there too. Fucking Good Brother Experience. It's going to be me on a fucking silver dollar. The Good Brother Experience. If you want to email me, it's goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know. We appreciated you guys. Again, if you guys have any listener letters or anything, you know where to hit us up. Email is guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Make sure you guys hit us up on Twitter or join the conversation on Twitter, #guysnextdoor, because we are never getting a Twitter. And make sure you guys hit us up on Instagram @guysnextdoor_.
Bang.
Make sure you guys subscribe to our Patreon.
Yep.
Patreon is moving.
Yep.
The website is up right now.
What that website is?
GuysNextDoorPod.com.
Hey,
you heard? Man, and we got so much stuff. We even talking about the live show, but we ain't even gonna talk about it.
We talking about a live show.
We talking about the speed date.
We talking about a vacation with the guys.
Hold on. We're not gonna get them too.
I'd rather be on a beach with joints.
A ski trip might be fire.
Have you ever been on a ski trip?
Yes, absolutely. I have.
Okay,
I get it.
Ski,
but
trip it up.
I want.
We can only be on a
ski trip. Some more lit, bro.
We can be at Jones Beach with these bitches.
A cruise would be lit.
With the R&B.
Let it snow.
And then you got the.
But ski trips are more. Method, no, they're not. Ski trips fake. Ski trips are fake $500.
Yeah, and ski trips are fake big romantic.
Yeah.
I want this to be.
You think so? Not the one I was on.
It could be mixy.
It could be. It depends on who you invite.
Cruises are romantic.
See, no. Cruises
is not romantic.
Nah, cruises.
What's our girl at the time?
Oh, see, that's romantic. If you go on a fucking ski trip with your girl, it's romantic.
But if you go on a ski trip, not with your girl, just a bunch of mixed people.
Here's the thing. I was on the cruise looking like, are these other niggas?
What I'm trying to say is, on a cruise ship,
right,
you can't go nowhere.
That's a good thing and a bad thing.
But it brings people closer together. I mean, unless it's an OD snowstorm and you snowed in. But if not, it's like, nah, fuck y'all. I'm not.
Where they gonna go? Where they gonna leave?
Really ski?
Now it's the same premise though. When you're on a ski trip, you can't go nowhere either.
You could leave.
All right, so we got a whole bunch of shit we gotta do. I don't care if the ski people's paying.
You know what? Y'all tell us. You want a cruise?
An island.
All right, you're gassing. What island? Where are we taking these bitches?
First of all, you went to the Bahamas for an hour.
Nobody go nowhere. They're going to pay for themselves to come to where we going.
Yeah, but I'm saying, we're going to Fiji?
I'm sorry. You've just got a passport you haven't been anywhere. There's a lot of islands that you can go to.
Wow.
But before y'all close this out, you have to take a flight to another state to then get on a fucking shuttle bus to get on a boat.
Yeah, I don't like that.
With a ski trip. You get on one bus, you go to Philadelphia, and you chill.
So
you
take a flight.
That's mad components with a fucking cruise.
You take a flight. I'm pretty sure more of our listeners want to be on a beach than in the cold.
We'll see. We'll see right now.
Yeah.
You let us know using the hashtag, figure it out.
I want to go.
Oh, use the hashtag, I want to go. On Instagram, in our DMs, on your stories, on Twitter.
Please.
Use the hashtag.
And a place. Don't get nasty.
Use the hashtag, guys next door. And then use the hashtag right behind it, I wanna go.
Yep.
IWANNAGO. I wanna go. Let us know. Do you wanna go? Would you rather go on a ski trip with us? Or would you rather go to a cruise?
Some cruise
island
or a beach, nice.
Whatever that
hot.
Shit. the jet black sayings that Joe was lying about and all that shit. You tell us and then we will go and y'all can meet us there. Until the next time, I've been Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
I'm Reed.
And we are the guys next door.
Yeah, bitch.
So silky smooth and just let it
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.